Unit 1. Role play number 2. Explain how an item of equipment works and how it is operated. The situation.
The ship departed from Baltimore and is now heading to Lisbon, Portugal. It's the day after departure. It is 16:30, ship's time, and the deck cadet is on watch with the chief mate Vasco Gama. There is also a naval seaman on the bridge, acting as a lookout. The chief mate is now explaining the basics of the radar operation to Gonçalo, the deck cadet.
Gonçalo, come here. Let me explain how to use the radars. Are you familiar with these models?
No, sir. We practiced in a simulator and we also had real equipment, but it was different from this one.
Well, the basics are essentially the same, but you have to work on it for a while to familiarize yourself with this one.
Yes, of course.
At sea, we only have one radar on. The other is usually on standby. The main radar is one with ARPA, of course.
And when do you have the two radars working at the same time?
Mainly when we are approaching port and in reduced visibility.
Okay.
Look, now I switch to transmit mode with the cursor on the transmit soft key and I select 12 miles range scale. We usually have the radar set up for north up. Today we have clear skies, so I'm not setting for rain or sea clutter. Any questions?
And what about ARPA? When do you use it?
The ARPA is always in use. The settings may be different, but basically, you have to input the ship's speed and then the CPA and TCPA, and adjust the vector according to the required time frame. You can check it out in radar manual.
And what is the CPA?
It's 6 miles.